Tweedledum and Tweedledee, Emma Frost, Book 6, written by Willow Rose, narrated by Kendra Lee Oberhauser for Hot Ghost Productions. Tweedledum and Tweedledee agreed to have a battle, for Tweedledum and Tweedledee had spoiled his nice new rattle. Just then flew down a monstrous crow, as black as a tar barrel, which frightened both the heroes so they quite forgot their quarrel. English Nursery Rhyme. Prologue, April 2014. The man followed the family closely with his eyes. Far behind him, the big city of Rome lay enthroned with its ancient buildings and ruins. This great city of gladiators, lunatic drivers, and sumptuous pasta dishes. They had left behind the Vespas, nippy little Fiats, and red sports cars speeding past trendy sidewalk bistros, tourists rushing to climb the famous Spanish steps, walking through the Piazza Navona, or tossing a coin into the Trevi Fountain. In front of them was the harbor, the cruise terminals at Civitavecchia, outside of town. The sun was about to set on the water behind the Crystal Bliss. The man stayed close to the family. He studied the father, whom he knew he was a doctor, meticulously, as he put his arm around the shoulder of his daughter. They were smiling while they walked on board the ship, not noticing the strange man following their every move.
"This is going to be great, isn't it?"
the man heard the doctor say to his wife. The wife smiled and nodded. The man walking behind the family smiled, too. He had waited for this moment, for this chance while carrying his heavy pain on his shoulder. They walked up towards the entrance of the grandiose ship, and the family stopped for a second to look at the ancient city in the far distance and the ruins in whose name the Caesars sought to claim the world.
"See you in 2 weeks,"
the doctor said, and saluted the city. Then he laughed. "Dad, you're so theatrical," the daughter exclaimed. They walked inside. The man followed them, leaving a few people between them. He was warm in his big coat and hat. He was sweating heavily. The couple behind him were fighting. A child accidentally pushed his arm. The man growled in pain and looked down at the child.
"Sorry, sir,"
the child said, slightly shivering once his eyes met those of the man. The child let out a small shriek. Then he pulled back and waited for his mother to catch up with him.
"Mom, that man has..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?